Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 385. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today, I just have a quick thought that's been really helpful for me lately. And it's this idea of taking back control of where our thoughts go. It's a pretty novel idea, right? Taking back control of where our thoughts go. And I suppose I actually talk about this broadly in every single episode. In a way, you know, I talk about how to direct your thoughts, where to direct your energy, how to think about who deserves it, who doesn't, where to direct them. You know, I encourage people to see the things that you should see, to focus your energy on the red flags in a relationship, to see reality instead of potential. I talk a lot about directing your thoughts to a place of growth and lessons learned instead of loss. I talk a lot about focusing on what you're bringing with you when you start over instead of what you're leaving behind, right? Those kinds of things. Where should your thoughts go? How to take control of them? But I was thinking more about this today. A very, very simple shift that really does take your energy back to you. It's a shift from focusing on all the things we don't know in life, the things we don't have, the question marks that exist. And instead of focusing our energy there in a draining way, we reshift it to the opposite of those things. We shift it back to the things we do know, the things we do have, the exclamation marks we have written in our lives. And it's a minor shift, but it's really, really big. It's basically us deciding, that's all this is, deciding where, what, and who deserves our energy. And I know at a glance, this sounds like very basic, like gratitude 101. And I suppose it is, but I've found recently in my life, if left unattended, like a child, if I leave my mind, my thoughts, my consciousness unattended, it heads in a very draining direction. It's a draining, confusing, frustrating direction where I'm focusing on all the things I haven't done, the things I haven't said, the words I haven't heard, the places I haven't traveled to yet. And, you know, of course, in life, it's very important to spend, you know, mental time and effort examining those things, the things you haven't done, the things that elude you, right? That's how you come to grow and do those things. But I've found recently that I deserve, and I want, but I deserve more peace and centeredness in my thoughts, the things that I can control. I deserve more from myself in that I'm not going to allow myself to make me feel bad for the things I don't have yet. I'm not going to allow myself to feel guilty or less. I just won't be doing that anymore. That's like my ultimatum. That's the standard I have for myself. And so I've been working to train myself to take back my energy, to take back my thought process by no longer loitering in that space of lack. I've learned to redirect my thoughts from what I don't have, the places I haven't been, the words I haven't heard, to the opposite, the things I have done, the places I have been, the words I have heard. And it's small. Again, this is super small and simple, but it just feels good to do this shift. So I just want to take a couple of minutes here in this episode and jam about this, because I think we can all take back our thoughts a bit more. And it feels good to do this. It feels a lot like inner peace. And that's something you deserve. So I'll hop right into it. But before I do, I want to say thank you to today's sponsor. It's a new sponsor. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I'm very, very picky about the partnerships I do. I want to make sure that it helps you, the listener, and not just, you know, sponsor the podcast. And that's no exception today. I'm very happy to say that today's episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1, that's their product, AG1, because I wanted to see really just what the hype was about. I heard so much about it, but also because I wanted more energy. And frankly, I just want to take better care of myself. In my 30s, I want to take better care of myself by focusing on the vitamins and minerals that I should be taking in my life. Vitamins and minerals to support gut health, immune system health, nervous system health. And that's exactly what AG1 offers. One scoop gives you 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And I've been taking it every morning for the past 2 months, and it really does taste great. That's a selling point. If you've ever tried various health products, the taste can be great or it can be bad. But AG1 really does taste amazing. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial ingredients, and it supports better sleep quality and recovery, as well as mental clarity and alertness. So, you know, I support that. And I think now is a great time to think about your health, to reclaim your health, arm yourself with immune system support via a convenient daily nutritional source. And it's just one scoop in a cup of water every day, and that is it. There's no need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. And all you have to do to get that is visit athleticgreens.com/new mindset. That's athleticgreens.com/new mindset to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode. Let's get into this topic here. With this topic, quite literally, quite practically, I'm talking about gratitude. That's all this is gratitude. But it's not in the sense of like gratitude where you sit down and you list out all the things you're grateful for and you're like, all right, cool, I practice gratitude. I'm talking about real world gratitude. I'm talking about you living your life and practicing gratitude in a way that actually helps you all the time, not just when you really need to sit down and do it. I'm talking about real world gratitude. I'm talking about how you're living your life and you're scrolling on Instagram and you see that model and they're in the Maldives and you're like, I've never been there before. I need to be there. Why am I not there? I'm talking about you being at the gym and seeing that really in shape, fit person, and you start to think less of yourself because you're not them. I'm talking about you staying in on a Friday night alone and you're feeling FOMO and you're feeling like you're some loser because you have nothing to do. I'm talking about thinking about, you know, on a Tuesday where you're feeling lost in your career because you haven't made VP yet. I'm talking about real world gratitude in real world situations. I'm talking about how to take back your thoughts during those times. I'm talking about how to take back your thoughts away from lack and back to what you have and what you know. That's real world gratitude. And again, all it is practically is shifting your focus away from lack. That's away from what you don't have yet. The dream job, the perfect body, the six-figure check, the car, the confidence, whatever. That's away from the experiences you haven't experienced yet. The relationship that's eluded you. That's away from the question marks that continue to dig at you. The understanding you're still developing of what makes you tick. Those things. Away from those things and back to what you do know and what you have experienced. That's back to you. That's back to the places you have traveled. That's back to the progress you have made in the gym. That's back to the things you did learn in your last relationship. That's back to the understanding of yourself and what makes you tick that you have developed over the years. Real world gratitude in the moment. That's in the moment where you're tempted to think that your lack means you're less. That's in the moment where you're tempted to think the lack and the question marks in your life outweigh what you do know and the exclamation marks you have written. In those moments, you take back your power and you pivot to what you do have. And it feels really good to do this, to have this mentality 24/7. And I will say it's important, of course, to address the lack in your life, to address the question marks that you do have. Of course. I mean, after all, that's what mindfulness is about. It's about leaving nothing left unexamined. It's about asking why and then moving in the direction of finding more or better or different or simpler. But as with all things in mindfulness, we need balance. And in this case, I think we need some real-world gratitude to counteract some of that hunger, some of that comparison we all naturally find ourselves falling into. That's reminding ourselves that, yeah, there are things we still don't know. Yeah, there are places we haven't been and seen. Yeah, okay, there's a perfect love that still awaits us. There's a better understanding of ourselves that we haven't quite found yet. Yes. But while we work towards those things, because we've decided it's important for us to do that, we need to take a minute and remember what we have found, what we have learned, what we have experienced. We need to remind ourselves of the exclamation marks we do have in our lives. Those are exclamation marks that were formerly question marks that we turned into those exclamation marks. And we need to give ourselves that credit. We need to give ourselves more credit. We have made progress in life. Come on. We've made more progress than we think. We've learned more than we think. We've grown more than we think. And honestly, if we're being honest with ourselves, we've seen and experienced more than we think. Comparison syndrome, social media really tends to make us forget about those things. And we're so focused on what we don't have, what they have that I don't have, what we haven't learned, what we haven't experienced. But we need to give ourselves more credit for the things we have learned and seen and experienced. And I think we just need to remind ourselves of that. In the moments where we feel that lack, in the moments where we feel those question marks nagging at us, where they threaten our inner peace and self-esteem, let's check that. Okay, yes, I don't have the answer. I haven't had that yet. I haven't been to that place yet. But here's what I do have. Here's where I have been. Here's what I have learned. That's the response. And I've just found this to be really helpful. It's a helpful balance in life. And a couple of examples. I quit my job at the end of last year to do this full time. And it's been amazing. It's been a whirlwind. But part of that has been learning to adapt to the new mentality I have. Because I think doing this full time now, I'm always looking around and I'm always wanting to do more and bigger and better. And it's easy to get lost in like the sauce of the hustle, especially in the entertainment and influencer space. It's very easy to get lost in that, especially always wanting more and bigger and better. And I found a lot of peace recently in practicing real world gratitude, saying, Case, yeah, there might be plenty of great things you're going to do that you're working towards that you don't have yet. But man, think about what you do have. Think about how far you've come, what you have learned. You just quit your job. How many people can say that they have done that? That's real world gratitude for me in the moment, locking myself into those things, not the lack, but it's what I have done, what I have accomplished, what I have learned. And if you're like me, that is, you know, you're a person who expects a lot from themselves, I think this exercise is very, very important. We're just flipping things away from what you don't have and back to what you do have, what you have experienced. And, you know, it is a cliche. It's a cliche. There is peace in considering how far you've come. Look back to realize how far you've come, not just in work and business, of course, but in your personal life. Think of how much you've learned about yourself. Think about how much your confidence has grown. Think about that. Like, really think about it and be honest. And I think when you practice radical honesty in that sense, you'll be like, you know what? I deserve some more freaking credit. And you'll give it to yourself. I hope you do. I hope you give yourself credit. And you can do that more often and train yourself to do that by practicing real world gratitude. That's a shift from what you haven't done yet, accomplished yet, experienced yet, from that to what you have done, what you have accomplished, what you have experienced. Even if it's a 1 out of 10 on the excitement scale, even if it's only a small part of a much larger goal, we have to learn to do this shift. Otherwise, like, let's get real here. Otherwise, what is the point? What is the point? If we never take time to consider the exclamation marks we've created in our lives and we are only focused on the remaining question marks we need to tackle, what is the point? Like, quite literally, like, what is the point of a life lived that way? Because there will always be something. There will always be a new thing that eludes you. There will always be question marks around the corner. And I love that. That's great because that's what makes life worth living, with growth and goals and high standards and great expectations for yourself. But if we don't take time to let what we have done, what we have seen, what we have felt and accomplished, if we don't let those things shine through, what is the point? What is the point? That is why we're on Earth, to celebrate those things along the way to the other things. And, you know, we don't need to reserve time to celebrate those things only at a time where we have them all stacked up in a big pile. We can celebrate them. We can appreciate them each as they come along. Each one as they come along, as we build them, experience them, and accomplish them. That is a real world gratitude. It's unforced. It's just you being real with yourself about what you have done, what you have seen, what you have felt, and what you have accomplished amidst, yeah, things you haven't yet. But taking time to ground yourself in the have instead of the lack really is, earth-shattering, life-changing. I don't know. It just feels really good. It's real-world gratitude amongst real-world growth and real-world goals. That's real-world gratitude where you're out at a bar and you're feeling a bit socially anxious and your friend is going up to everyone and they're the life of the party and you're like, why can't that be me? I'll never be that confident. Real-world gratitude says, yeah, it's okay. It's great to push yourself out of your comfort zone, but you've come this far. Let's think about that for a second. Think of the confidence you do have and what you do bring to the table. Remind yourself of that. Real world gratitude. It's where you remind yourself of how far you've come in your career, from entry level to, say, sales director. Even if you're feeling that you really need to be VP before you'll be happy and secure, you remind yourself of how far you've come. That's real world gratitude, where you remind yourself how much it means to you to be able to finally run a sub 8 minute mile or bench 225 pounds or whatever, even if you're still not totally in love with your body just yet. Remind yourself of that, what you bring to the table. Give yourself more credit. Remind yourself. Balance. That's life, right? Balance. A balance between what you have done, and what you haven't done. Between what you have seen and experienced and what you haven't seen and experienced. Between how you have been loved and have loved and how you still want to be loved and to love another person, right? That's real world gratitude. It's a balance between the two. And it's in the moment. It's in the moment when you're out with friends, when you're alone on a Friday night, when you're looking in the mirror at the gym. Yes, want more. Yes, do more. Absolutely. But that can't be the only point of life. More and better cannot be the only point of life. Life is about shifting back to the other things, the things that deep down you really should be giving yourself more credit for. So I'll end it right there. Just something to think about. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you share this episode or the podcast with a friend. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. And a big thank you to today's new sponsor, Athletic Greens. Just one scoop of AG1 gives you 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. You can visit athleticgreens.com/newmindset, and you'll get a free 1 year's supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. But that is it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.